This is a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing. Outside money floods Colorado's June 30 statehouse primaries. Sportsbook cash and undisclosed donors are pouring into Colorado's primaries to beat grassroots candidates in both parties. Ballots are due 7 p.m. June 30. Denver, with ballots due by 7 p.m. on June 30, outside money is moving into Colorado's statehouse primaries on a scale that has caught the attention of the grassroots candidates on the receiving end of it. On the Republican side, $250,000 in federal PAC money originating from the sportsbook companies DraftKings, FanDuel, and Fanatics has flowed into a state group called the Colorado Conservative Leadership Fund, which is helping more mainstream Republicans beat their more hardline opponents, according to the Colorado Sun, citing Tracer campaign finance reports. The money is part of a national push. The three sportsbook companies plan to spend as much as $41 million on state legislative races across the country this year, The Sun reported, citing the New York Times, with the spending aimed at limiting taxation and regulation of sports betting. Nancy Rumfelt, a Thompson School District board member running for Colorado House District 51, brought the spending to listeners' attention on The Kim Monson Show on June 23. Rumfelt is one of seven Republican primary candidates whose opponents the fund is backing. It's Colorado Conservative Leadership Fund. And it's anything but that, she said on the show, describing the group as leading the charge on these attacks against us seven grassroots candidates. Rumfelt, whose Republican primary opponent is Amy Parks, said the spending against her reaches beyond paid advertising. They're literally busting in out-of-state canvassers into my district and three other House districts to canvass for these candidates, she said on the show. That's just not grassroots at all. The Sun noted that only a portion of the fund's money has come from the sportsbook companies, so the filings do not spell out which races those dollars are paying for. Rumfelt named all seven contests on the show, herself in House District 51, Jason Bias in House District 54, Troy Vanderhuel in House District 14, Jamie Cock in House District 16, Matt Alexander in House District 60, Bob Davis in House District 44, and Senator Linda Zamora Wilson in Senate District 9. The Colorado Sun independently corroborated two of them. It reported that the fund is defending incumbent Representative Anthony Hartsook of Parker against Davis in House District 44, and that it is backing former Representative Terry Carver to unseat Zamora Wilson in Senate District 9. Rumfelt cast the spending as a bipartisan establishment effort against insurgent candidates. Here in Colorado, that uniparty in this primary election is alive and well, she said. She named businessman Kent Thierry and Walmart heir Ben Walton among the funders, alongside what she called some conservative groups that have joined in with this effort. Thierry is spending across the partisan line this cycle. The Sun reported he gave $35,000 to the Colorado Affordability Project, one of the Democrats' side groups working to shape this year's primaries. Rumfelt told listeners the funders are also doing the same thing on the Democrat side, and the reporting bears that out. About $2 million in untraceable money has flowed into a handful of Democrat statehouse primaries in recent weeks to help more moderate candidates beat their more liberal opponents, The Sun reported on June 18. That money runs through three nonprofits that do not disclose their donors: One Main Street Colorado, Fair Economy for Coloradans, and the Colorado Affordability Project, routed through eight state-level super PACs, several with names that suggest grassroots groups. For Rumfelt, the through line is who decides Colorado's elections. This is an absolute assault on our constitutional republic and the way our elections are supposed to be decided by the people, not by some corporate sponsorship, she said. Voters who want to follow the money can check the source records directly. Independent expenditure and contribution filings for the Colorado Conservative Leadership Fund and the Democrat side super PACs are public on the Colorado Secretary of State's tracer system. Ballots must be returned to county clerks by 7 p.m. on June 30 to be counted. And now, Kim's perspective. The promise of a primary is simple: the people closest to a race, the voters who live in it, get to pick their nominee. When $250,000 in sportsbook cash lands in a fund with conservative leadership in its name to beat conservatives and roughly $2 million in untraceable money Does the mirror image work in Democrat primaries? That promise gets thinner. I have great respect for candidates like Nancy Rumsfeld who run on shoe leather and conviction and then find national money and out-of-state canvassers arrayed against them. Voters in these seven races still hold the only thing that matters, which is the ballot in their hands until 7 p.m. on June 30. Read the mailers with a skeptical eye, ask who paid for them, and then decide for yourself. That is how a republic is supposed to work. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.